Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting weekly happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On this week's program, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller addresses Caribbean Energy Summit and Congressional Black Caucus in Washington, D.C., and Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley addresses an anti-doping symposium. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned for the details. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller last week commended the United States Overseas Private Investment Corporation, OPIC, for financing a U.S. $90 million clean energy project in Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller's commendation came as she spoke at the Caribbean Energy Security Summit at the United States State Department in Washington, D.C. on Monday. The announcement of the OPIC investment in Jamaica was made by U.S. Vice President Joseph Biden, who chaired the meeting of Caribbean heads of government, senior U.S. and Caribbean government officials, and the leadership of international financial institutions. The project will see a 34-megawatt wind facility being built and operated in Jamaica by Blue Mountain Renewables Limited. Construction is expected to start in June this year.
The startup and conversion of more efficient, less expensive energy production plants to boost growth potential and jobs is high on our national agenda.
On Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson Miller thanked members of the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC, in the United States House of Representatives for its support of the government's efforts to secure a funding agreement with the International Monetary Fund in 2012. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the CBC's support played a major role in securing the current extended fund facility.
Your investment of confidence and support was well placed. We remain steadfast in our commitment to the reform program for the benefit of all Jamaicans. We also continue to be grateful for the critical support of the IMF and other multilaterals for the program.
The Prime Minister noted that the extended fund facility continues to assist the country in achieving sustainable growth and development in targeted sectors. The Prime Minister also outlined to the CBC that she intends to begin lobbying the United Nations for international action against human trafficking. She says Jamaica has consistently lobbied the UN over the years for the lifting of the US trade embargo against Cuba. However, with the United States and Cuba moving to normalize diplomatic relations, the government's lobby efforts will now shift towards reducing the number of children becoming victims of human trafficking.
But I'll continue to speak out against human trafficking and trafficking of our children. And our children across the globe, in some countries, being introduced to prostitution. I think the men and women of the world should stand up in their defense.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley on Wednesday signed a $170 million contract for the refurbishment of the running track at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. The contract was also signed by representatives from the Sports Development Foundation, G.C. Foster College, and German firm BSW, which will carry out the upgrading works. Groundwork will begin on March 2 for the construction project, which is expected to be completed in 4 months. The sports minister is urging local athletes and support personnel to educate themselves about the new World Anti-Doping Code, which came into effect January 1, 2015. The sports minister was speaking at the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission JATCO Symposium, held at the Jamaica Conference Center on Thursday. She noted that ignorance of the various rules and regulations outlined in the Act will not prevent athletes and support personnel from being sanctioned. Therefore, it is in their best interest to bring themselves up to date.
This little country of under 3 million must continue to do well without any perception that there might be any foul play. It is important to remind ourselves, sport is an industry which has rules, it has regulations, and it has guidelines. It is a value-based industry in which discipline, fair play are the watchwords.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. Until next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.